Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One of the things we do periodically on the Mike O'Mara Show is we get done taping our show, and then we have one of our little business meetings with Rob and Oscar and me, and we go over the issues of the day. And unbeknownst to me, the other day we had one this week, and someone left a microphone. In fact, all of our microphones were open.
What?
And the business meeting actually recorded. And, you know, there's nothing really bad on it. So I thought it would be.
This is embarrassing. I mean, this is the stuff we ask the interns to leave the room for. This is just the three of us.
I understand. I thought it would be interesting, though, for the listeners to just get a little experience as to what it's like really pulling back the curtain so people could hear what it's like to, you know, have a business meeting surrounding the Mike O'Mara Show. So I have that tape. If we could just roll that right now. Here's the. When did we do this? Did we. Monday or Tuesday?
This was Tuesday, Mike.
Tuesday. This is a Tuesday's business meeting behind the scenes on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case. Go ahead.
Donald.
Go ahead. Don't get nervous. Go ahead.
My name is. I promise you, Donald, there's nothing about
you
that makes anyone nervous.
You're losing so badly watching this.
You don't know what's happening.
Gentlemen.
Wolf, I'm going to ask that my time not be deducted when he's yelling at
you. The time is up, Wolf. Take control.
Okay, now.
The latest debate, gentlemen, please.
Hold on, I'm going to get my answer. He doesn't get to yell at me the whole time.
I want to move on. These are the rules.
Excuse me, he called me a liar and then interrupted the whole time.
You had a chance.
Wolf, do I not get a response?
You'll get plenty of response.
Wow. I can't believe
would you like
to
hear
that.
It one more time?
That is so embarrassing, Mike. So embarrassing.
You can go into so many. This is Thanksgiving in the 1980s at the O'Mara House.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case. Go ahead.
Basket case. 1920.
Go ahead. My name
is. I promise you, Donald, there's nothing about you that makes anyone nervous.
You're losing so badly watching this. You don't know what's happening.
Gentlemen.
Wolf, I'm going to ask that my time not be deducted when he's yelling at
you. Take control.
Okay, now.
The latest debate, gentlemen, please.
Hold on, I'm going to get my answer. He doesn't get to yell at me the whole time.
I want to move on. These are the rules.
Excuse me, he called me a liar and interrupted the whole time.
You've had a chance.
I have an intro for the tape as well, if you have a moment.
I'd like to hear that.
I like to record meetings that I have just to make sure I have a record of them as opposed to taking notes. And I finally took a parent-teacher conference with Julia's counselor.
That's exciting.
Julia's counselor in high school. So,
and you recorded it.
Yes. Could you play it for us?
Yes. Let's play that. Here's how it went.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case.
Basket case.
Go ahead. Don't get nervous. Go ahead. My name is.
I promise you,
my
Donald, there's nothing about
I've
you
seen
that,
you.
That makes anyone nervous.
You're losing so badly watching this.
You don't know what's happening. Gentlemen.
Wolf, I'm going to ask that my time not be deducted when
time
he's yelling at
me. Control.
Okay, now.
The latest debate, gentlemen, please.
I
want to move on. These are the rules.
Excuse me, he called me a liar and interrupted the whole time.
You've had a chance.
Wolf,
you're the basket case. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't get nervous. Go ahead. My name is.
I promise you, Donald, there's nothing about you that makes anyone nervous.
You're losing so badly watching this. You don't know what's
happening.
Gentlemen.
Bye. Latest debate. Gentlemen, please.
I get my answer. He doesn't get to yell at me the whole time.
I want to move on. These are the rules.
Excuse me. He called me a liar and interrupted the whole time.
You've had a chance.
Excuse me, he called me a liar and interrupted the whole time.
You've had a chance.
Stop it!
Make it stop.
Do I not
make
get a response?
You'll get a response.
I get my answer. He doesn't get to yell. I want to move on.
These are the rules.
He called me a liar and then interrupted the whole time. Do I not get a response?
You know what was great? That's the Mac did a great job. That's the newest highlight promo from Tech 411.
Sorry about that, fellas.
That's fine.
We're recording, Oscar. The only reason we started without you is we're hanging on by a thread here.
No worries.
We thought, you know, the way it is. It's like you know when you back in the day when we had the rabbit ears on my television, and we would be getting the Boston Red Sox telecast from Channel 22 in Springfield, Massachusetts, where incidentally the theme song was "Take Your Shoes Off." Put your feet up. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox, Boston born and Boston Red Sox. And we would adjust the rabbit ears just so. And then we'd lock it in. And when we'd lock it in, my father would say, "Don't touch it.
Don't move."
And so that's kind of where we were today with this. However, much like getting the mechanic out here, Oscar,
yes,
you know, the mechanic was here. And for one of the few times I was able to show the mechanic the connection that we had. And so we actually locked into the video signal, and it was perfect.
Oh. Yeah.
And I said, that's like when you take your car to the mechanic and you've got a problem that's lasted for 2 months. And then when the mechanic's there, everything goes well. But then while he was here, we had one of our little
It was great while he was here.
Incidentally, I'm doing my business on air right now with Oscar, just telling him
that's
what's
fine.
Going on. And then the last to me was the ticket is still open, and they're still they're narrowing it down to the very last little thing. So that's it. That's the way.
That's from Comcast.
That's the way.
Yes.
I get it. That's the way I understand it's gonna work out. But what I was playing there was last night. It was not the debate. This was actually when I went to my last meeting with the general manager and the program director at WJFK. Let's go to that table.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case. Go ahead.
Donald.
Go ahead. Don't get nervous. Go ahead.
I promise you, Donald, there's nothing about you that makes anyone nervous.
You're losing so badly.
You don't know what's happening.
Gentlemen.
Wolf, I'm going to ask that my time not be deducted
when
he's yelling.
Gentlemen.
Take control.
Okay, now.
The latest debate, gentlemen,
hold on,
please.
I'm going to get my answer. He doesn't get to yell.
I got to stop. Hey, Wolf Blitzer, let me just say, great job.
Oh, well, great job on everybody's behalf. Because, first of all,
isn't it nice, though, to see? I don't care about the candidates at all. What I like to see is finally this tool, Wolf Blitzer, was exposed for the talking head that he is.
Ineffective.
With absolute nothingness. He literally just babbles. And when you get him in a situation where, you know, he really could have done something to control things, and he didn't.
No.
He was a gentleman, Mr. Trump, gentlemen. It was fun to watch.
What
it
I
was
like
theater,
the,
and I drank a bottle and a half of wine watching it.
I really had the feeling that little noise almost sounds like a doorbell when they were time was up. That was like on some sort of random timer that would just happen at various times, and everyone would ignore it. It was like they had a secret meeting before the debate and said, there's going to be a sound. Don't pay any attention to it, because it doesn't mean anything.
And fun, good time.
And this morning when they were recapping, I didn't get to see it live, but I saw clips of it, and I said, well, I think we've realized what's really happening here is that everyone that's watching and really rooting for Trump isn't really rooting for Trump. They're rooting for everything but the establishment.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
He
can
do
misstep
anything.
all day.
He may be the first candidate in the history of candidates that can do. And he could go, this is just my opinion right now, with his base, not necessarily with the rest of the electorate, but he could right now, in my opinion, go out. Let's use Wisconsin Avenue.
Okay.
For that. And his Secret Service detail could stop traffic coming up from Georgetown and traffic going down to M Street. And then Trump would walk in with his beautiful blue suit, drop his pants, and take a nice steamer right on the middle of Wisconsin Avenue, and his poll numbers would go up the next
and
day.
But you know why?
That's
because
what would happen.
His turds are the best and the biggest and the strongest. He's okay. Making BM great again.
If you really think about it, though, so I asked one of my girl's relatives is a big Trump supporter, right? Okay. And I actually respect her, and I said,
"Hey,"
I said, "What's the story?" She said, "Look." She goes, I know you live in D.C. You're probably used to this, but she goes, I live in Seattle, and I'm tired of people in D.C. doing nothing for us. So if there's a guy that's going to walk in there, and she goes, it could be anybody but Trump. But that's the one guy I can hold on to and say that he's not part of the machine. He's not taking money from anybody, and he's going to at least go in there and do something different. Because what we've been doing has been the same BS all the time.
So you're saying that the average Trump supporter
that
is not...
sounds did that not sound like an endorsement of Donald Trump?
A little bit.
I mean, he was crediting somebody else, but that sounded almost like a passionate... endorsement of Donald Trump.
I haven't endorsed anybody publicly. What I'm saying is,
and we can't wait.
Yeah,
that logic is not flawed. That logic is not flawed. Well, that somebody that's not part of the machine that doesn't know anybody favors can walk in there and have a different perspective.
Well, what they're doing then is instead of for voting for something, they're voting against everything.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a negative tax.
Trust me. I looked at her and I said, well. I don't know really what to think about you, but I can't argue that point. That point is logical.
Yeah, did you at that point speak to her and announce your candidacy?
No.
Oscar Santana in 2016.
I sat there and said, well, you know, timing is everything. Always me walking in the studio and Mike leaving.
Okay, let's start the show and bring back our host.
Please.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thanks for stopping. Some night, huh?
On this very night, 10 years ago, along the same stretch of road, in a dense fog, just like this, I saw the worst accident I ever seen. There was this sound, like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this. Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen.
I get off right up here.
Have a nice day.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online.
Yay!
Worldwide.
The Mike O'Mara Show. It's a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet.
Because they get it. And if you're here, you do too.
How's your face, Pee-wee?
I had an old producer back in the day that did Pee-wee Herman. I never did Pee-wee Herman.
Was That's it John? Like was it John Nolan?
Johnny Nolan.
Yeah.
Johnny Metro.
I remember him.
Yeah. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. I love Blue Apron. You're going to love Blue Apron. Cooking at home means eating healthier. That's the bottom line. Cooking at home saves you money. That you do with Blue Apron as well. Cooking at home means you cook with ingredients you've never used before, and you're going to love it because you get to learn about new stuff, especially if you're an experimental sort and you want to try some stuff you've never had before. It's all fantastic. I've had some of the greatest gourmet meals I have ever eaten in my life with Blue Apron. Each meal, by the way, can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more sad takeout.
Aww.
Takeout
Take it out.
Here's what I want to tell you about. This is delicious. Alsatian spiced chicken with braised red cabbage, smashed potatoes with thyme au jus.
Ooh, yum.
Does that sound hearty? Does that sound hearty?
Delicious.
Yeah, or sumac roasted sweet potato salad with lemony farro, pickled onions, hazelnuts, and yogurt to die for. Oscar's
had
Santana.
That yesterday.
Oh, how was
for dinner. Wonderful.
Yummy
wonderful.
In your tummy. All the recipes between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Tasty and good for you. That's 500 and 700 calories right now. You can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And may I out of the gate say a thank you to my lovely bride who took the bullet today, the little guy. The little guy was
up. I thought you were
like
talking code.
Would you like to guess a time? The little guy with his friend Jake in the house, all ramped up and excited. What time was the little guy up today?
I'm going
to
go in a negative direction and guess 4:45.
You are 45 minutes too late.
What? 4 oh o'clock?
4 o'clock. Ugh. 4 o'clock. Now, here's the deal.
Punish that
normally,
child.
He stirs at that hour. If he does, and he doesn't do it all the time, but if he does, we let him cry it out. Because we don't want to condition him to think that at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, he fusses a little bit and and he's not a big one for, you know, wanting to come into mommy and daddy's bed. Mm-hmm. But at 4 o'clock, he's wailing on it. And we've got guests here and I live in a shoebox.
Yes.
So we had to collect him. And then I made a tragic error in judgment yesterday.
What?
By giving him, well, this is all related to the guests that are visiting. I have
it's
what
a
are
rich
called,
tapestry, it, Mike. All of these yes. things are so woven together.
I've got fishing poles outside, and we use jelly worms.
Ooh,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
The plastic worms that you put on the hook.
Not candy.
Call me an idiot, but at some point, the little ones discovered jelly worms, and I turned over the jelly worm to my son and said, here's one. You can keep it.
Oh. They don't have hooks in them, do they?
No. They're just plain old jelly worms out of a little bag. I don't know what kind of, like, you know, Chinese chemicals are in these things.
Carcinogen
being Father
parade.
Of the Year.
That's right.
Carcinogen parade. But they got little sparklies in them. But the fact
is, that's safe. I imagine you're about 8 months away from fish with feet walking out of your water hazard.
This was 4:30 because he stirred for the whole half hour. I'm up. I watched the debate. I watched the post-debate coverage. I drank a little wine doing it because we've got friends over. I'm feeling really, really good today. I will tell you this, that this is what I got at, I've got the sound thing here.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, pardon the echo, all right?
That's
mind
fine.
The echo.
Check. One, two.
Okay, hold on.
I want my worm.
I can't give you a worm. It's 4:30 in the morning.
I want my worm. Daddy, I want my worm.
Where's your worm? I gave it to you. He slept with his worm, by the way. He slept with his worm.
Oh, it's a good cuddly
night.
Toy.
Not a choking hazard.
I don't know. I told you it was a mistake. I told you it was a parental mistake. It was a ridiculous parental mistake.
It's always the weirdest things that they love the most. You know,
right,
Julia
right,
loved the, exactly. Julia had a huge, like a 40-pound, I'm sure covered with cancer-causing paint, Hello Kitty bank.
Oh.
And she used to cuddle it. It was made of porcelain. But, I mean, it's what she loved. And they love the wrong things always.
Well, here's the deal. It's just, this is bad. This is bad parenting 101 on my part. You know, these are fishing supplies. I should not have made them a toy. He's got plenty of toys, but he wanted to sleep with it. And so, in the middle of the night, after 500 times repeating, I want my worm, Daddy, I want my worm, Daddy, I want my worm, I finally get up at 4:30. I make my way into his darkened bedroom and his, his transitionary bed, which has gone from crib to toddler bed and is now, you know, eventually going to be regular bed.
Right.
And I am tearing it apart to find a jelly worm that is blue. Of course, the dark color is not helpful at all. And so I actually
lift
the mattress
up. Is it color sensitive? It has to be the blue jelly worm?
No, I mean, I didn't want to go out and get the rest of my job. I don't want to give him any more fish food.
Okay.
I just wanted him to. I wanted him to have
wasn't
his
a good
original.
Idea to begin with.
That's true.
It was not. It was a terrible idea. It was depleted
then
parenting
he's
skills.
Want two.
It was very, very, very difficult, and I'm doing the best I can.
It was just very frustrating. That's right.
It's horrible.
Very frustrating.
It's
so,
the worst.
I cobbled it together, and I'm cobbling the show together. I'm sorry.
That's right.
What I did was I got
Mike,
his jelly
worm. Mike, we're fooling everybody.
Okay, I'll call you again. But anyway, the thing about it is,
you know what's happening right now? This is what it sounds like when I call my mom and she's trying to text.
Yeah.
There you are. Hello.
Hi, buddy.
So I take the mattress off and I look down and the jelly worm is on the seam of the dark wood of the crib. I've got a dark oak colored crib and it could not be, but it's 4:30.
Like he has literally hidden it from you.
Yes, he is. Wedged it in his mattress. I removed the entire mattress. It's a little baby mattress, so that's not a big deal. But it is on the seam in the crevasse that is created with the crib, and it is sitting there, and I finally find it. And even at 4:30, in the depleted condition that I'm in, I find this thing, and it's a bit of a triumph. I take it back. I put it in his
little
hand. He grips it, you know, that little toddler hand that, you know, just grips the worm, and he's happy with the worm. And
yes.
I said, here's your worm. And it's the foolish me. Even at that hour, I think I'm going to be daddy hero.
Right.
No, he's exhausted. He doesn't know what he wants. The worm happens to be the thing. Daddy want me. Now, he had it in a death grip until I drifted off. And then daddy puts on his CPAP machine. And the CPAP machine.
Daddy's got to go fly somewhere.
Oh, God. Yes. Michael's going, What's that?
He says, oh, no, Kylo Ren.
Kylo's over on the other side of the bed going, that's Daddy's sleeping machine. That's Daddy's sleeping machine.
Because for a kid, Mike, if you're a kid and you're staring at your daddy putting on this contraption, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Or you found out something very important.
Oscar, if you came into the marital bedroom and saw that on my face, you would also think something was wrong.
I've seen my mom.
Because I got news for you. Here's a bulletin. Something is wrong when you have that on your mouth.
No, it's nothing. There's nothing less settling than you looking like Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. Taking hits off your oxygen machine. He doesn't want the worm.
Horrible, 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 horrible. So that's the middle of the night, and then he's me. He's not falling asleep. He's not doing it. And then my blessed wife, which I started, it seems like an hour ago, it probably was, I started telling this story. She finally said, all right, let's let daddy sleep. I'm going to take you out. And like at 5 o'clock in the morning, she takes him out into the living room, shuts the door. And I got up at 7:15.
Oh, that's nice.
Bliss.
Nice.
It was bliss. I love people. You know, there are 30-year-olds, 28-year-olds listening to me right now saying he got up at 7:15. That's good.
That's how good you lie.
Is that supposed to be good?
But
so,
you know what? And I don't want to diminish what she did for you, but she still took the time to say out loud, let's let daddy sleep, because she wanted everyone to know she was taking the bullet for you. She wanted to emphasize
I'm giving her credit, but let's not give
As
her so
I.
much credit, because this evening, the mother-in-law, pigeon sister number two, gets off
she's
a plane.
She's setting the table.
Yes.
And she is going
doing.
To be, she's going to be up with mama, probably super late, and they want to go to their little spin class or whatever they want to do tomorrow.
Oh, God forbid they exercise.
So it's not about exercise. It's about me doing the duty. I'm happy that they're exercising.
Now,
you know?
When we were talking before the show, and I know...
And, of course, my golfing buddy that says, when is she arriving? I said, you're not dating her. Anyway, go ahead. What?
I know that we were talking in the before the show began about Hotel de Coconut being in full swing. The main guests are leaving today.
So here is the deal. The main guests will be leaving today. And then this evening, the mother-in-law comes in. She will be here for 2 days. When she leaves on Sunday, about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, my daughter arrives by car. She's driving down from Virginia to Georgia to Florida. So she's making the drive. And then she will be arriving. And then they're here for the entire week. And then they leave next Saturday morning. And I jump in the pool, no matter how cool it is, and just cool off. That's what I do. So
you
it's
have
been,
weights in
it's
your
been
pockets
insane.
When you jump in the pool.
Yeah, it's been an insane time, and hopefully, let me just say that I feel deep within myself that there are good times ahead. We have had it's been a very difficult time on the show. We've had some technical stuff that we've
been working on.
We're going to be at the finish line for that, hopefully on Monday. Everything's going to be great. But you know what? I was going to say I had an appointment. I don't have an appointment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having technical crap issues today.
Yes, we are.
And I am turning it over to the beloved Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, because Oscar has an absolutely wonderful story about Tinder and the professions that are most popular with Tinder swipers.
Wow.
I guess. So it's if you wipe with Tinder, is that the way it is?
Swipe. Wiping would be really messy. And I don't know.
If you do that, make sure you have one of those protective covers on your smartphone screen.
Yeah, right. You can't let the red dot on your phone be exposed.
Hey, Mike, you know, I was actually trying to figure out why so many people are coming to visit you during this this week of vacation. I figured it out. Is that you have free internet.
Yes, on that note. Well, Pony, when we come back, Oscar Santana is going to talk about Tinder, and I will tell you something. You might want to pay close attention.
Oh, yeah.
It's moving in that direction of really no more excuses for you. That's the way it goes. But I turn it over to the other gentlemen. I bid you adieu. By the way, we have a fantastic bonus show this week. So if you want to dive in on that, you're going to enjoy it. Oscar and Rob will be taking you the rest of the way. And I bid you fond farewell, gentlemen. Have a fabulous weekend. And I will talk to you soon. And coming up next, it's Oscar and Rob. And thank you for understanding. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye bye.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Now, I spoke to Rob about this before we were going to put it on the show, and Rob has said to Julia that she will have to put together a package.
File a report,
One of my favorite drops is Julia saying hello.
Hello.
The idea of hearing her grow up on the program.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be so much fun to hear her go from that to really filing a report.
And she can do it. I mean, do you remember when she lost that crooked Fallout Boy contest? She
edited that
video. She edited that video piece.
Jesus. So how could I forget that?
Remember the big push for that?
Yeah. Day two, family held hostage.
God.
Jesus Christ. Talk about the tail wagging the dog. My God, did you guys think of anything else? But that, once again, was money found, money won, more fun than
Mike,
money
it's more
earned.
Fun.
It's the truth. It's your M.O. I swear.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Oh, it's going to be great. And you know what? Maybe Adrian will be on time for that.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely could happen, right, Mike? Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's be honest. Most of your problems start with your mind. Whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all begin in your head, and then they slowly wreck your life. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day, like I did when I tried guided meditation with the new Headspace app. Guided meditation takes you right through it, and it is so good for your mind. It's like a gym membership for your mind. It's guided meditation that you listen to. They guide you through it. They get you to relax whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Meditation has been around for thousands of years. Everybody knows its positive effects, improved focus and relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. You should be doing this in the stressful world that we live in. Join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today.
Loving the Headspace. And you know, I know we're going to talk about Tinder here.
But
I got to know. I'm just doing some math. I'm crunching some numbers
in
my head. And
numbers.
I know you do that in business school. If we had started on time at 10 a.m.
Could have done that probably before the mics came on. I apologize.
Well, it's not like we've had haven't had any downtime.
It's been like half an hour.
I know. And we did a 79-minute show. That means we would have finished just after Adrian got here today.
Ah.
So I just have to know, Adrian, why did you even bother?
Because Pony Boy said I could come in and help out with things after the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be good.
Adrian, remember when we had that big pep talk about being on time and about being Latin, being late?
I know. Yeah.
How that bit is probably something I've only gotten away with because of all the talent I have and I possess.
Yeah, we don't want to emphasize it.
And you don't have that much talent, so you can't afford to be late.
When you wake up and the first thing you see is sunlight, you're effed.
Well, no.
Well, that usually happens for most people. But
I mean, you know, what time did?
What time?
No, do you want to rephrase that? Because yeah. that's wrong.
Remember, he doesn't have the talent yet. We haven't. Mm-hmm. He hasn't fostered
yet.
That. Yes.
Well,
I'm giving him an out.
Now, are you excited? I had a prediction. Were you excited to come in today?
I was super excited
because
to come in today.
Did you write your promos?
I was up till 4 a.m. writing them.
Oh, see. You burned the candle at both ends.
Yes.
And you lost.
And the midnight oil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He burned the midnight oil and the candle at both ends. Are the promos great?
I'm working on them.
Wait a second. How about we take a quick gander at your promos?
I didn't even think we're going to go here.
Because the 4 a.m. bit, that's too, it's just too perfect, right?
You know, the fact is, I asked you to write, what, 3 promos?
Yes.
Okay, and if you spent way too long, like 40 minutes on a promo,
yes.
that's way too long for writing a promo.
He could have overthought it. And what's a promo for those not in the business?
It's a promotional announcement.
Yes.
It's something that is not a content to the show. It's not music. It's not a commercial, but something that promotes something outside of the show.
Why don't we, and all I see right now is what is equivalent to a quarter of a page that he's put together.
Well, for one thing, the first job he might have to do is run down to CVS and get me some readers, because he's using, he's definitely using a young man's font here.
No, like.
I turned it.
You went landscape.
Landscape. Okay, what I have here is
this is a promo for which show?
This is the I assigned him. I think 3 different promos. What I didn't know this is that he does a very very serviceable impression of Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, come on, Uncle Tom.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
When he said a Spanish character, I thought about it.
Speedy Gonzalez next.
And morals, but.
Well, no, here's the deal, is that sometimes we find the talent in the intern, and then sometimes, like Maddie, it just bubbles to the surface,
yes.
and it just
mm-hmm.
happens in front of us. We have with us the 2 interns today that are the most passive-aggressive, I-can-do-it interns
yeah.
of all the interns. And we were yelling at Mac earlier because Mac does something that makes me nuts. He sits, oh, no, Mac, welcome to the show. How you been?
Hi there.
Okay, don't talk. The thing that he does is he will go and he will plant himself in front of the Ustream computer.
Yes.
And he'll talk to himself at just a loud enough level that he wants you to say, what was that? And he mm-hmm. wants you to get involved in the conversation.
Yeah, instead of just saying, hey, guys, I have a point, or
yeah.
if you have a moment, let's talk about this.
I mean, he'll be over there, and, you know, Pony and I will be enjoying the awkward silence, and I'll hear, just in the background, I'll hear, well, you know, this is DSL in Florida.
Yeah, you'll catch fiber.
Yeah,
your
little
keywords.
They're bouncing around. So, and what he wants me to go is, oh, what's this?
For
Mac, can you tell me more?
For the scoreboard, if you're keeping track at home, we've got Lou, Maddie,
yes.
and Rachel, all from American University.
Exactly.
Right? And they have really hit the ground running. We've got...
These are our intern staff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've got Diego. We've got Mac. I don't count Rofo as an intern anymore because he's part of the family, so he's graduated out of that.
Well, he's sort of a stepbrother.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So let's keep him out of that fold. But we've got Diego and Mac from Northern Virginia Community College.
No set address, as they used to say in
yes.
the 30s. Yeah.
And both these guys walk around like they're diamonds,
yes.
but they're still coal.
Well, yeah. And you see, here's the thing is that Mac has brought a lot to the show that the listener doesn't know about. He's a great behind-the-scenes
yes.
guy. Yeah. Adrian has...
We're still trying to figure out?
Yeah,
yeah.
Trying to find out. There's a lot of buttons on this dashboard, and I don't know what they do.
I think the new crop, though, has pushed them to say, whoa!
Yes.
You're
yeah.
taking advantage of the resources and opportunities given to you by more broadcasting?
Yeah, exactly.
You mean I can do that, too?
So when I heard him, and you see, he was passive-aggressive about it, too. He was just sitting in the... It's like a magic intern chair over there.
Yes.
And he just started babbling, and he'll come in, and he will babble and talk about things and hope something sticks to the wall.
And mm-hmm. then he gave us what everyone should give us at the beginning of any internship. He gave us a little snippet after hours of the work he's done in the past.
And what he is possible can do.
Yes.
What his hidden talent was, and it was a good impression. Now, you can build a career on one good voice.
Very true.
And so I said,
the gingerbread man.
You do Pedro, which is your voice for everybody.
That's all I got.
It's the voice of the gingerbread yeah. man. It's mm-hmm. my kids. It's
yes.
my wife. It's me. It's
yeah.
the entire Spiewak family. But he does a passable Pedro. And I said, go home and write me 3 promos as Pedro. And I'm reading the first one here. And it's a cake and cookies promo. And it's pretty good. I won't spoil the copy now because I want it to be ready.
Well, have him read it. Have him
yeah.
read it.
All right, go
Why
ahead.
Why not? I mean, the guy walks
right
in an hour and a half late. He's got to do something.
All right.
All right.
All right. And so he was excited because this is the first time that he was actually approached from inside looking out saying, I want something for you to do to go on the air. So no pressure here.
I want
here.
You to be as Latin and stereotypical as you can.
No, you see, now don't listen to him. What he
God
wants
forbid
you...
we had an African-American intern.
Oh, now listen.
Excuse me, sir. Can you rap?
No, you see, that's
can
not...
Can you rap a promo for us?
What?
I can rap a promo.
Oh, God.
Please don't.
Don't,
please
ruin, don't. Don't ruin this,
what,
please.
The thing is that he did this voice. When you first did this voice for me, did you want me to jump on it and say, that's good, let's do that? Was it a passive, aggressive audition?
Always.
All right, okay. All right. So are you ready for a take?
Let's do it.
All right, go ahead.
Confidence.
Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. Even though the show is not about cake and cookies. You can find them on iTunes or on the Michael Mara Show app. I'm going to go home and lay down now.
I mean...
Thank well you. Done. Thank you.
I mean, it took 8 months. But I like to think that what I
heard...
I
can't even be mad at you anymore.
One take.
I can't.
What I heard was good, and I think...
Well, if you slow that down just a little bit, that wasn't one take and it's over.
No, like, no. We're going to have to, we're gonna have to do the mix
down. But that was pretty damn good.
And I'll punch thank up you the writing a bit. There was an obvious joke he missed about building a cake. I mean, when we talk about cake and cookies, you have to have Pedro say, I'll probably build a cake or something.
Yes.
But what you have is you've got the tools.
Thank
now
you.
You've got to build the birdhouse.
And you have to make it on time to build the birdhouse.
Exactly, or the birds will die.
And it wasn't only just writing the script. It was also becoming Pedro. Like, okay. I had to write the cast Pedro.
Right. Now Stein, you're overdoing it. Okay.
I mean, I'm an
you're
actor.
No actor. No, you're not.
No,
get out of here.
No. Really, that was maybe... What time did you start writing the promos?
You had to work last
like
night,
11
right?
11 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even if you worked 3 hours, an hour of promo, you still would have been in bed by 2. What was that extra 2 hours spent on?
Watching Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
he immersed himself in the character.
Of course, yeah.
I could see that.
In order to kill the gopher, you must be the gopher.
Exactly. I had to write it as Pedro.
Very good.
Very impressive. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you get a pass, man. You haven't...
No, not a pass for being late, but once the promos are in, I'll give him a couple plus points on his intern driver's license.
Yeah.
And as you know, the intern driver's license is very important. Ask Rob Ford. Okay, good job. Very
thank
proud
you,
of you. Mm-hmm. Good job on the voice. We'll produce those after the show. That
awesome
said, let us turn our attention to Mac. Mac, do you want to do any promos today? You've done a promo in the past.
I've done a promo.
Yes. And it was okay. I wrote it for you and you were just yourself. Do you do any impressions?
No, I do not.
Is there anything maybe you could bring from the outside world to the show outside of your technical prowess?
Yeah, something a little with a little sizzle.
What do you mean?
Like, you're into not Dungeons and Dragons, but
anime?
No, Warcraft.
World
or
of Warcraft,
yeah,
yes.
So, anything like that? That
bind,
can
torture, kill. He does a lot of
spice
stuff in his real life.
I can do a troll voice from the game.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
I need to think of the line, though, if you give me
let's
a moment.
Let's give you a line.
All right. How about this? I am always on time.
Oh,
I'm
nice
a troll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am always on time.
Where's the rest of the line?
I forgot the rest of the line.
Oh. I'm a troll.
That's it.
I am a troll.
Okay,
that was maybe the most obvious part of the script.
That's the voice you do?
Yeah, that's the voice of it. It's
okay.
It's a somewhat Jamaican but raspier
voice. Oh, I heard the raspy Jamaican, absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You okay do any other dialects?
No.
No, none?
No.
German? There's got to be other impressions you may do that we don't know about. And we've never asked you this, so this is kind of important.
Yes, this is.
That's really the only one I love to do in that game.
All right,
is that
listen,
one.
People don't get paid for doing stuff they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid for working, so we need you to go deep into your
soul.
Do you
mock anybody and use even us here?
Yeah,
we'll
do you ever
that
go home and say, you wouldn't believe what that a-hole Rob said today, Mom? He said,
or Oscar's such a dick.
Yeah, I really hate Matthew Ponyboy Blue.
Or Mike's so patient.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Do you do impressions of any of us?
No, I do
even
not
to yourself?
No.
No?
No, not
what about your parents, your uncles?
Oh, God, no. None of them listen.
Grunts. No?
Oh, you mean, do they do
impressions? Do you do impressions
of
them?
No.
Because we all have, like, a mocking tone. Well, at least maybe I do. I try to, when I talk to my parents, I'm like, you know, Tio so-and-so, and then I'll make a voice
exactly
or something, right?
Yeah. I have a voice for Carrie, even. As she comes in, she sits down, and I know that everything is done, and she just sits down, and she goes, blah, blah, blah,
Well, what about this, Mac? Now that you know it's possible, think about it.
Yeah, work on a voice.
Oh, actually, I can do one.
Okay.
Okay. I hope this is even better than the troll.
It's a mix. It's also from the game, but it's actually a reference to Professor Farnsworth from Futurama.
Okay.
Oh, this bring okay. it. Get
and
ready,
I'll,
America.
I'll do the line from the game.
I've got my my top button unbuttoned.
That's right, and I've pressed play and record. Go ahead.
Good news, everyone. The slime pipes are flowing again.
Useful.
One of my favorite bosses in that game.
Yeah. We've got it in our arsenal.
Oh,
which is,
my
Oscar,
God.
What have you always
if
told me?
If anyone played that game, they will know.
You got to mute his mic.
You got to stop
he doesn't
talking
know.
Right now.
This is the situation. He doesn't know when to stop. He
You're
just
right.
got ramped up, and he thought he did something right, and he didn't, and he kept going. You got to mute his mic.
Oscar, you've always told me.
Yes.
Everyone's good at something. We just got to figure out how to use it now.
We'll find out.
How about a podcast for no one to listen to? We'll definitely save
Thank you,
a lot of great job. Great job, both of you. Recording session after the show. Don't talk now. We're back after this, and we'll talk about Tinder as promised. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. They said shit. That's a trend to RBO. This song featured on the show Vinyl. Did you know that, this song? Yeah, it's All the Way from Memphis by Mott the Hoople. New episode of Vinyl this weekend.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and it doesn't matter if you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. Betterment is a streamlined approach to investing. It's automated, it's easy to use, and it's easy to see how your investments are doing. That's what we all want, and they do it at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Betterment has a smart technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. Plus, Betterment will advise you. You tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get you there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. They'll look at all of it. They'll tell you if you're on or off track to meet your goals, and then they'll implement a plan to get you there. Remember, it's never too late to save for retirement or other financial goals, and Betterment has changed the industry by making investing easier and at a lower cost. And you can get up to 6 months of automated investing free and more information when you go to Betterment.com/TMOS. Again, that's Betterment.com/TMOS. Betterment, BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made better.
Back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, we teased it, but we had a very important subject to
Diego
take care of.
Walked in here like he was me, and I don't even walk in here at 11:30. We start recording at 10, right?
Exactly.
He just walked in. He's like, oh, guys, I got my monster. I got my script. Let me get all my junk out of my backpack, lay it out, let you know that I'm here to work an hour and a half late.
Well, he's very excited because this, you know what? I really think, and here's what's great.
I think he's going to come through.
And you know what's great? Mike is not, of course, going to listen to the show. So on Monday, when we spring the promo on him, he's going to go, fantastic.
He'll be blindsided.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we like to do to the boss. So he loves it. Tinder, what's up?
Okay, so if you don't know, I'll give you a quick 20-second tutorial. Tinder is an app that this new generation and the older generation now is using, where you either swipe left or swipe right on a match that you have on your mobile device. Right, it's an app. And it's a subscription service once you get past a certain number of swipes, but people are using it around the world.
Now, just for the older, less connected person like myself, it differs from like a Match.com in that it's a banging app. Is
yes.
It not? It is about
well,
hookups.
It's not a banging. Don't ever say that again, please.
Banging.
No, it's really.
Coitus?
It is a very casual.
Hookup app?
It's more of a hookup app, but. I just read a story before I pulled up this story that more people are meeting like real people and creating relationships on Tinder.
Okay.
It's the equivalent of going to your local bar, but you're going to your local bar, you're using your geography and your location to find the closest matches around you.
Okay, I understand.
Yes.
All right.
So you don't have to go to the bar anymore. And there's a graph that just came out that shows that more people are dating online than they were just 5 years ago. And the top two ways to meet your future spouse is either your friends, through your friends, or online. Before it was through your friends and at the workplace, right?
Okay.
But now it's online and through your friends.
So it's horny ways.
Yeah.
Yes. It's what it is, right? Because it's location-based, and it's going to get you
horny
a...
Horny ways.
Horny ways.
Never heard it called that, but that would work, technically.
And if the date goes well, be sure to hit thank you.
So what's important, we've talked about this in the past, Pony, and with all the guys here, when we've written descriptions and also one-liners or taglines or headlines for these profiles for the dating apps, is... You know, what are women really swiping right on? And if they're swiping right, they're accepting you and they want to match with you.
I do remember when we filled out a profile, and I don't know if it was for Tinder, but we did fill out a profile for Matt.
We did for Tinder.
Yes,
Tinder.
Where we labored on his brief description of himself to make him the most sellable Matthew Bloom possible. And I do remember that.
The dating app Tinder's come out with the top 10 jobs that are most swiped right on for women and men.
Does this involve him?
Professions.
Ah,
Pony, you have to pay attention.
Pony boy, I'm listening.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
My pony boy.
It's Matt Bloom.
Do you mind turning my headphones down a little bit? Jesus.
It's up, it's down, it's up,
okay.
It's down.
Okay, let's start with the women.
All right.
And then we'll go to the men. The top 10 female professions, or women, the professions that women are in, because they could be both, that are swiped right on are, starting at number 10, and I was shocked that this was the number 10 in the rankings.
All right.
Is that if a woman says model as her profession, she's technically swiped right on, right?
Oh, all the time. It's obvious.
But, okay,
yeah.
But that's number 10. Number 9 is a social media manager. And number 8 is a pharmacist. Pharmacists make good money.
Well, because you want the pills.
Number 7.
Can you imagine a rich girl that can get you Ambien, Oscar? You'd be all over that.
Speech language pathologist. Number 7. I could use one of those. 6, college student. And number 5, teacher. 4, a PR communications.
Oh, slow down.
Yes.
Teacher, really?
Well, yeah.
You think because of the fantasy aspect of it?
At least for me, when I think of a teacher, I think someone that's giving up their lives for the greater good of society.
Yeah, but Pony's told us in the past, teachers can be bitches.
Those are your ex, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, bitch on wheels. All right. number 4, PR communications. These are your top 3 really professions for women that guys are swiping right on. Is it number 3, founder or entrepreneur?
A founder of a, like a business owner. Own your own business. Okay.
If someone's an interior designer, guys are into that.
Really?
Yes. And number 1 with the bullet is physical therapist.
Ah, very hands-on.
Yeah.
You're in pretty good shape.
Nice.
So model was 10th?
That's what I was shocked by.
You know what?
And
I think Tinder must feature a lot of hand models.
Nurse was out of the top 10 at number 12.
That's for the older two.
Nurses rule.
Nurses do rule, particularly when you're old and in failing health.
Okay, now to the crux of this conversation, really for men, especially the single men here in the studio, which I think is 3 of us, right? Three of us, for men, starting at 10, if you're a college student, women are into that. Number 9, if you're a paramedic, they're into that as well. Number 8, this is shocking, model.
No.
Number 7, engineer. Number 6, teacher. Number 5. Number 5, TV or radio personality.
Hey! But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Does he qualify?
He does.
Really?
According to his profile.
Well, how
about, Pony, you got to have the confidence before someone has the confidence to swipe right on you.
You know what?
I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
You're a producer / personality.
Absolutely.
I agree with producer.
Oh, dear
I don't know about personality. I've spent a lot of time with him.
At number 4, doctor. Shocker.
Dr. Pony.
I'm
at
not
number
a doctor.
3, firefighter. At number 2, founder, entrepreneur.
You know, he's kind of on that level.
He's an entrepreneur.
He is.
At number 1, a pilot.
No.
Now.
Pilot Pony.
Aside from the pilot fantasy for the free rides, no pun intended, the entrepreneur for the output, maybe the opportunity to catch a rising star, right?
Sure.
The firefighter, that's dangerous. I'm sure that's just a fantasy for women. Doctor, you have stability and you're paid. We go back to number 5, TV radio personality, right?
That's
media
you.
Personality.
Absolutely.
Why aren't you using that app? If you're in the top 5, why?
Yeah.
I'm a pussy.
No.
I've gotten lazy, and I think it's one of those things that you just put it off, and you say, you know what, I'm going to do it tomorrow, and you never do.
Yeah, but tomorrow never comes. That's excuse people give for their taxes. Mm-hmm. You're looking for physical intimacy. That's not something you just put off. Unless you're doing something online that we don't need to know about.
Exactly. You know, this is really, I would say that the need for companionship would prioritize above spaghetti dinners.
Yes.
I would think that this would be something that you'd really want to for sort of fast track.
Have you ever been on chat roulette?
No. Okay. No. That's usually just penis pics and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if you're into that. That's the only way I was thinking. How does he get his fix? what's so funny, Rob? These are real questions.
I know. I just see him. See him hanging out.
He's got his two monitors.
Yeah.
He's got his cardigan on, but no pants.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ready for action.
Ready for anything that
you
comes
just
up.
Stand up and it's like, oh, there it is.
Hey. Pony roulette.
This data is saying, and you're all about data, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That what you have to offer is in demand. Top five, baby. Top
saleable.
Five.
You are 100% saleable. Yep. Yeah.
So you should take advantage.
I'm going to. I'm going to strike now that the iron is hot.
Okay.
And I'm going to make it happen. Yeah,
but Pony, I don't think, like, it's 2016 now. Mm-hmm. We started having this conversation in 2014.
We did.
And you really, when did you break up? How long have you been single?
I've been single for, I'd say, 3 years now.
So this really should have been a 2013
yes.
conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
Priorities.
Absolutely.
Prioritize.
And I heard a story on the way in my two-minute commute. I thought it was serendipitous that the people that are lonely
use of words.
And don't engage with and socialize with the community or people or the opposite sex, they can fall into a deep depression.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
Yes.
They're almost as depressed as married people.
No, but it's equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day, that type of unhealthy factor. And you already smoke. You can't double down on that.
That's true. It's now, mental anguish.
You're right.
I enjoy talking to Pony at 10 p.m. when I have an emergency. That's great. But what would really warm my heart is if you were ever in a space where I looked at my phone and said, no, he's probably out with his girl. I don't want to interrupt his night.
I can't do it. Yeah.
Right?
You'd have to think
that
twice
would
about
really
it.
Warm my heart. I'd be pissed because I have to wait till tomorrow and your access would be limited. But for you as a friend, I would be into that. Yes?
I think you're right. And like you were saying, you get into that funk.
Okay.
It's very easy to get into that.
You've got everything you need here from this story that mm-hmm. says, I'm in. What we're going to do now before every show, right?
Okay.
We're going to swipe right on five chicks.
Okay.
All right? And you got to go for broke here. We don't care if they've got, you know, the extra chin. We don't care if they've got...
I do.
Well, no. We don't care here, right?
Right.
Because you can't call the girl from the eBay chicks until you roll through 26, 27 hood rats. You got to get in back in the game slowly.
Ease in, baby.
Right?
Like, think of the first car you owned.
Yeah.
You bought a beater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And technically, not to be a dick, you're the beater right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're both are trying to.
Sometimes twice.
I would say, Pony, you probably have high standards and you should stick to them. But
yeah.
Also.
Ultimately.
We're in a different space here, right? Where
Absolutely.
You could find some of the greatest chicks, and I'm not just talking about weight. The spice of life is it's the best reward, especially when you're single,
mm-hmm.
where you can date all types of different women. And I'm glad I did as a younger man because you finally realize, oh, I am into skinny chicks with blonde hair.
Right.
That's really what I'm into, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it took a long time to get there, right?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And it's been 3 years, and if you've got a top five power ranking, basically, in these jobs and professions.
You're like the Tom Brady of Tinder
that
right
women
now.
Want. There's, yeah, thank you. It's like if you're starting quarterback and everybody's fumbling for your zipper and you just don't want it because
right.
you just don't have the time.
Yeah, be Tom Brady and deflate your balls.
Yeah.
You need to be a part of Tinder. Now, do you have the app installed right now or did you deinstall it or do you uninstall it?
I have it installed.
All right, if you were to open
it
right
out.
Now, could
let's
we see
it? Bring it out and start swiping right now. I like where your head's at. Why wait till Monday?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
Will we be able to see if any chicks have swiped on him?
I don't know.
Because I have never
yes.
even so much as
Fire
looked at
Fire that thing up. Diego,
yes.
Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, here we go, America.
The numbers have to be skewed. I'll show you why.
Oh, wow. You're not getting any swipes?
No, it's not because of that. It's because of how I swipe.
What do you mean? Okay, yeah. But you swipe because you're doing the numbers game.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but nobody's matching with you.
It's hit or miss.
Hold on, did you just... you just did like 75 swipes in a row. Did you said yes to all those?
Well,
because
he's going for the sheer quantity. Like the sales quantity. Like quantity. If you got a call, you get 100 calls, one of them will convert.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you do that all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the response rate?
Lots of hookers and prostitutes and people who want me to put my credit card number down.
Well, you know what? There's no crime in that.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to do that. What's your profile say?
Nothing. It's very boring.
I actually have it here, Oscar. Yeah. It says, young American in search of hookers and prostitutes.
Go ahead. Read that for us, if you don't mind, Rob. This is on the fly, by the way.
Oh, my God. He has himself in studio like a disc jockey.
Oh, yeah, but it's a blurry pic.
Well, I think maybe that works
in
his favor.
And you look like you're fat in that picture.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
you're not fat.
My pictures make me look fat, too.
No. That T-shirt is so big on you, it looks like you're maybe 200 pounds heavier than you really are.
I tell you what,
That's not a flattering pic.
If you want a disc jockey picture, let's take a better one after the show, okay? It says Adrian, 23.
Okay.
Didn't know he was that old. Intern at the Mike O'Mara Show, less than a mile away. I like good music, good friends, and good music. He said music twice.
Oh, I know. Geez.
Hey, can you take our show name off this? I don't want to be associated with this.
Yeah. You know what? Put on political persuasions.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, no. We can help you with that. You're doing it all wrong. You're doing it wrong. All right? Pony,
what do
you have?
What do I
have? Let's see this. I'll swipe right for you, all right?
Oh, you're going to actually do the swipe
I'm going to do because he doesn't have the balls to do it.
Okay, very good. I just saw the swipe right on that.
Oh, Colleen 31. Let's do this. Yeah. All right, swipe right. Swiping this picture to the right indicates yes. This is the first time he's used this, so they have to tell him that he means.
That's a new phone.
Do you like your chick?
Yeah, okay.
First time he used it on that.
All right,
phone.
Sonia 34.
Make sure you charge the phone.
Jessica 28, we're going to say no to that.
Okay.
Okay, yes, it's not interested. We're going to go right on Triana 24, yes.
Triana's a hooker name.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Don't you think?
No. Renee 25, just a headshot. Dangerous.
Oh,
you don't know what's happening below the neckline.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take that.
I think you should. And Pony might give her
Lisa
shot
32.
Of his own.
No, thank you. We're gonna grind. Oh, Vanessa 25, just a headshot.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not fun. All these headshots. Makiko,
don't you like the danger though?
Makiko 38, another possible grenade. We'll take her. Let's go to. Was that mean?
No, I think it's nice.
All right,
very pleasant indeed.
We've reached your 10. Oh, you've got a match.
What?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Yes! 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 I am not kidding. Look what he has.
Oh my God.
Now it's time to send her a message. And she's a pretty chick.
Oh, there's a problem though.
What?
I just saw Pony's picture. It's a picture of me and Pony. What if she's matching
on me?
No,
it's
Are you sure?
It's really him.
I'm right in there.
Tell her
I'm married.
No. Pony. Give me that back.
Yeah,
give me that back. You're not going to do anything. Okay, we got an instant match here. I feel like we just did a scratcher.
This is all fantastic.
Right. And we're winning here.
I hope you don't have a scratcher after the day.
Yeah,
okay,
seriously.
This girl is pretty.
She is.
Beautiful. It looks like green eyes. All right?
Mm.
You're going to like this. You're going to like. And she's white. I know you're into that.
Oh.
Let's send her a message.
Always color with
let's
you.
Send her a message. Maybe not green eyes. It's just a picture. Moving on. Here.
Actually, at least one of the eyes is green.
And she looks like she may be mixed. Asian and white, a fusion, if you will.
Ooh, I
all
will.
Right.
That's fine
here,
with me.
Write something sweet, Rob. You know I don't have that bone in my body.
All right, okay. You matched with Makiko.
Yes.
You'll never meet. He says, "What? You see, that is so
oh,
foreign
no!
to me.
Come
this
on.
Is so foreign to me.
This is
how
live.
This? Okay, how about this?
Write this.
Your eyes have stolen my heart.
Oh.
You're
don't.
Such
Give
a
me that
dick.
Back. Give me that back. Give me that back. No, you just,
see, I don't know how to do this.
No,
this is
you're
what
right.
He was after me.
Hey, hi, Makiko.
Let's bone.
No, not let's bone. Hey, hi, Makiko. Not sure if you're busy this weekend. Let's go out for a drink.
Nice.
Works? Does that work?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and type that.
Right.
You know I'm going to set up.
All right, how about... You know what? Even better, I think, don't even leave in the thing about not sure if you're busy. How about, hey, Makiko,
you're right.
How about a drink?
How about a drink this weekend?
Like that.
Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, bam. Now, Diego, I know you're very upset about this because this is an actually attractive chick
I'm
and not
jealous.
A hooker that matched with Pony.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
It was fast.
But Pony has more meat to his profile. We worked on this. This is a professional
Pony's
profile.
Meat.
Yep.
Are you pumped?
Wants it. Oh, yeah. Pumped? Yeah, I'm pumped.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Give her the meat.
We might have to... If you got to pick her up for any reason, you can borrow my car this weekend. I don't want you to drive around the Fast and Furious car yet. All right? Don't roll up in that thing yet. You don't want to scare him away.
Yeah.
All right. Good point. Good point.
Tokyo,
not that it's a bad car,
Tokyo
but
Drift?
You got to find the right chick to understand that this car is actually a powerful car, mm-hmm. and it looks like him off the set of Fast and Furious 2, but we'll see. This is my you know, my friend let me borrow his car this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, you just take that car. Cool?
Yeah.
Right on.
I think
right
you
on.
Should okay. do that. Mm-hmm. Then you can yes. do your Tokyo Drifting yeah, later.
Oscar, can you supercharge my Tinder profile?
Yeah, we can work on that. That's what we said earlier. If
where the hell
attention.
Is your question mark?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
All right.
I don't have a question mark, so I'm just going to
just
put
it. Dot, dot, dot.
There you go. How about a drink this weekend? It's done.
Yes.
It
yes.
is done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Set. Set.
I can't wait for Monday's show when Pony comes in a smoking jacket. Looking like David Niven. Hello,
gentlemen.
Do you know Makiko?
He's walking bow-legged.
Exactly. All right. Oscar, I never say this about the show. I feel we've done some good.
We have.
Yeah. Good. Now, Project 2, this one.
Diego?
If you ever get a match, Diego, what you do is you send her a note and says, how do you feel about a drink? I'll be 90 minutes late.
Get one for me.
All right, yeah. I'm coming, I swear. All right, back after this. It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, Gary has to pee.
Like, that's a big deal.
In this case, it really was. It's quite a story. Also, during the show, you will hear this line, a farting woman is not attractive. Oh, see what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's a gut buster. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That's Fox 5 anchorman Tony Perkins, who makes a surprise appearance on the bonus show this week.
Ooh.
Do not miss it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I've been talking about it for years. It is simply the best investment I ever made because I made an investment for my health with better sleep, and I have never looked back after I made my Sleep Number purchase. And my family members have done the same thing. And you, the Mike O'Meara Show listeners, you've done the same thing, and you shared with me how much you love sleeping on a Sleep Number. It's fantastic. Here's great news. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Be like so many people that listen to this show that have gotten involved with Sleep Number beds. They let you choose your ideal firmness. They adjust on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. And by adding Sleep IQ technology that's optional, you can track and optimize your sleep. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you'll always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 90, not a 93 this time. I think Daddy was awakened at 4 o'clock. You'll only find Sleep Number. That was my son, though, not Sleep Number. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event where you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Plus, all beds are on sale, including the Queen C2 mattress, now only $599.99. No better sleep with Sleep Number. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to get the room's attention and tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you.
Make sure you do that, and it's Friday, and he's in studio. Time for Oscar Rotzi.
I just realized I'm the Uncle Tom. I'm the Uncle Tom.
Why?
Because I said he shouldn't do Pedro, and I'm doing Speedy Gonzales every day.
Well,
you know, enough.
You're the original.
I'm standing up.
Huh? I think it's your trademark.
No, because you. No, my trademark is that. That's not what I want my career to stand for.
It's all I want every week. I wait for it.
Now he doesn't need Makiko. He
Jesus
has.
Christ.
I hate to say this, but Pony just completed.
All right. Well, fellas, well, Justin Bieber.
That was a soft turn there. Yeah, what about JB?
In the news, yeah. But it's not just him, it's his family.
Oh, I love the Bieber
family.
Would
you be shocked to know that Justin Bieber's father is just as white trash as Justin Bieber?
No, his father bailed on him early, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that doesn't shock me.
41-year-old Jeremy Bieber is marrying and has proposed to...
What's your name? Jeremy Bieber.
His fiance, Chelsea, who's 28.
Oh, and how old is the old man?
41.
Okay, that's not like...
That's Mike O'Meara.
Good for
that's
him.
That's the Mike O'Meara formula.
I think it's actually a little less than the Mike
yes.
O'Meara formula.
The age isn't the problem I have with
okay.
this video. Filmed in St. Bart's. It's the corona.
bottle in the actual video and picture.
Okay.
And also, not that I have a problem with Corona, one of my favorite beers, I know, shocker, is really that Jeremy is wearing male capris.
Oh, the tight pants?
Yes.
Yeah, not a fan.
White male capris with white sneakers with a white dress shirt and the white hat. And I said,
rocking
well,
the white capris again.
Damn,
Jeremy.
Damn, Daniel. So I really, for some reason, I think once you hit 40, you can still dress, I guess, hip, but you don't have to dress like a kid.
All right, here's the deal about the male capris.
Yes.
They're never going to be hip to me.
I never thought they were either.
They always look like you've stolen your girlfriend's pajamas.
Like even Pitbull, when I see Pitbull wearing them, and he's in Miami, so I'm like, oh, I almost give him a pass because of the heat and the humidity. But then I still say, but why?
Yeah, exactly.
You just wear shorts.
But why? You could wear shorts.
You could. Nice pair of board shorts for
congratulations. Apparently, they've been dating for 9 years, and the entire family loves
them. So she's 19 when they started?
Who knows, man?
Man, can you imagine that, like, that second-year anniversary when she could legally drink?
Only
that
in
must
America.
Have been a hell of a date.
Okay, yeah, we're celebrating her 21st birthday. Yay! Yay!
I'm going to wear the tiniest pants I can find.
Speaking of, Shannon's birthday, speaking of entertainment, is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Shannon!
Woo! Happy birthday!
Gotta figure out something to do. All right, moving on. Kylie Jenner and Tyga, speaking of love.
Yeah, oh, they are like two peas in a pod.
If you recall, right here on Oscarazzi, we talked about how Tyga had gone out of his way to buy her a Ferrari.
I remember.
For her birthday. Mm-hmm. And we found out that he had leased it. Probably smart when you're dating a 19-year-old, right?
You know, actually, I might even look into day rates if I was dating a Kardashian.
You know, you can lease a Ferrari.
Yeah, I imagine you can with a substantial down payment, right?
They're fair going enough. To want a security deposit.
So then they broke up. They were on the out. And just like any young love, they're back again.
Oh, it's good.
There have been rampant rumors, and these are just rumors, that Tiger's been cheating on Kylie while he's on the road on tour.
Hold on a second. You mean a musician on tour is cheating on his gal pal?
This is insane.
This is shocking.
I was shocked as well. So what does a Kylie Jenner do when she hears these rumors? Does she go and confront him with it, or does she instead go on tour with him to make sure that she can watch him?
That old bit. Good news, guys. She's coming on tour.
You've got to ride on the other bus. I'm sorry. That's the rest of the guys, they just don't like the spouses. Right? We've got a spouse bus.
That's exactly right. It's a spouse bus, and it's going to Cincinnati.
Spouse and girlfriend bus. That was a rock star, right?
We're going to Cleveland. I believe you're right.
Yeah, no, they didn't even have a bus. They had a limo.
That's right.
They had a limo, and then in the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg, which was critically acclaimed, not at all. But they had a bus for the Rockstar band, and then they had a limo for the girlfriend and wives.
That's right. Those kept very, very separate.
Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget about that.
Yeah.
So, that's the story. She's now on tour with Tyga, making sure that everything is A-okay.
Well, I don't think he cheated in the first place, but this will make sure it never happens again. Not
Kim Cattrall, mannequin fame.
Oh, I think probably Sex in the City, maybe where you want to go on that. Yeah.
I always think of Mannequin when I see her, though.
Well, in Mannequin, she was made entirely of plastic, and now after all of her surgery, she's made entirely of plastic.
Apparently, she has a home in British Columbia.
Really?
Yes, in Vancouver Island, British Columbia.
Tax dodge.
Who knows? She might be filming up there. But she just posted some pics online that showed that some crazy kid who went on a joyride who was 16 crashed into her garage.
Oh, no.
Yes. Of all people's houses you're going to run into, you don't want to find a celebrity's home to run into.
No, because that's going to make the papers.
Some serious damage, though. I'll show you some pics. I've jumped a curb or two with my manual transmission when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but he was leaning on the gas for that.
Never into an actual home, thank God.
Which is weird, because when she saw the 16-year-old, she invited him in the back door. But he chose the garage.
Is she married?
Instead.
I don't know if she's married or not.
To Sid Cattrall, I think, is his name.
Really?
No, I just made that up.
All right. Moving on, yes. Look, the Oscars, the Academy Awards are this weekend. Chris Rock is hosting.
Sunday night on ABC.
Yes. It's going to be interesting because all eyes are on Chris Rock because of the Oscars so white controversy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it doesn't seem to, I mean, it's been an underlying theme all week.
Yes.
Ever since it started.
Will he address it? He was at one time, there were people actually asking him to step down because of the problem with diversity in Hollywood. And he said, no, it's not my problem. He really even won't comment on it, right?
You know what? I think that's a smokescreen, and I'll tell you why. He is, for his entire stand-up career, he has reached some really taboo and verboten subjects by taking them head on, and I think he will probably do an opening joke and it will diffuse it.
Yeah,
I bet he does.
And, he's joking, even on Twitter, for example, he talks about he tweeted hashtag the Oscars, the white BET awards, right?
So that's addressing it right there.
Why, first off, would he ever step down from a stage like that?
Exactly.
Right? When he can make a bigger impact on stage, we'll find out on Sunday night. What will actually happen?
And the big thing that's really on my mind is, will we see the very handsome Bruce Valanche? I hope so. Seems like a natural. I see him and Chris getting together like Tyga and the Kardashian girl.
That is Oscarazzi for this week.
Thank you, Oscar. Stick around. Final audio vault of the week and some good treats coming up for you right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Someday.
Can you believe this?
Rob Spiewak sent us a message saying, hey, do you mind if I bring two other couples with us? And we had to say yes. You have to say yes. It's Rob, the greatest guy in the world.
But. Yeah. Check out this week's Rob and Joe Show, Baby Metal, for even more.
Any feedback if Mike O'Mara dislikes you? Anybody talk to you about that, Joe?
No, I haven't heard a word about that. I wonder if those guys, I mean, I doubt Mike listens to the show.
Probably not.
So someone will have to report that to him.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I doubt Mike listens to the show.
I
don't know if Mike listens to the show.
Can't ever take the Baltimore out
this
of the guy.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best for small business owners. They offer just about everything you need for your home and office needs, like postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, all the good stuff. Nothing beats their business cards, though. You got to have cards. Am I right? Right?
Right,
am I
right, 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 right. Right.
And right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, which means your clients will remember you. I'll remember you. Thank you. I sang during the commercial. Use a template. You can do that. They've got all of it. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. And guess what? It's easy and always looks sensational. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today.
Oh, you know what? Also, remember to send your Vistaprint cards to us at our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, 20177, because we want to show your cards on the air. Send us your Vistaprint
cards.
Get
on it.
Yeah, come on. Get off.
We want to expose your business.
Get off the bench. All right, open the audio vault for today, Friday. What is it, the 26th?
26th.
Mm-hmm. February 26th, 2016. I don't watch a lot of ESPN, but I do love when if something happens where the actual person in the field is laughing in spite of themselves. Mm-hmm. This is Scott Van Pelt, very funny anchor, talking to an ESPN stringer named Tim Kirkjian, I think is his name.
Ooh.
And they're covering what's going on in Baltimore baseball. And they did something that I honestly think the Don and Mike Show invented. Spotlight on the Baltimore accent.
Okay.
This was on ESPN yesterday.
You know, Tim, I'm glad you mentioned the Baltimore Orioles and what they've been doing. What do you make of Giovanni Gallardo joining that staff?
He's really going to help him, Scott.
Yeah?
He's a very good pitcher. We're in for another one. What if they had the old pitching coach on their team, the guy who rocked back and forth? What if he went to the mound to take Gallardo out? What would that be like?
Leo Mazzoni? What if they traded for Antonio Bastardo? What if they could get a guy to come out of retirement? What if they could get Hippolito Pichardo? You could have Pichardo, Bastardo, Gallardo, and Mazzoni. Can it happen?
It would be great. And then who could throw out the first ball? The Ravens quarterback. What's his name?
Joe Flacco. I love you, Tim. I'm sorry. One of these years, I swear to God, I'm going to stop doing it, but it doesn't look like it's anytime soon. Thank you.
Pretty good use of satellite time there.
So Scott Van Pelt grew up in Brookville, Maryland.
Oh, so he knows.
So that's right outside of Olney.
Yeah.
And he went to Sherwood High School and then went to the University of Maryland College Park.
So
he knows the area so well that he just knocked that out of the park.
Yeah, so great.
Fantastic. So much fun.
But what's so great is they really paid for a satellite hookup to Baltimore just to hear that guy laugh at the accent. All right. Damn, Daniel. All right, I think, and I try to keep my finger on the pulse balls of the public of America and the world. I think today's going to be the last day of Damn Daniel. I think it's going to be gone on Monday.
Back at it again with a white van.
But, you know, Oscar, if they make a hit record, I got to play it. This is by the DJ group Bombs Away, the Damn Daniel remix.
I've heard it's not bad.
I love it.
Not bad. I mean,
hard to beat it.
If you dropped me off at a club and I had no context, I would be like, damn.
Yeah, damn, DJ. And I give them credit. They found the rhythm in that stupid phrase. Back at it again with the white
because
men.
Because for a long time, we would get these garbage remixes.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, this is a different level. Yeah,
because the kids are hip. That's why. I think everybody, and you know, Louis C.K. has a great bit about people complaining about airline flights. And he says, did you sit in a chair and fly in the sky? Then it was a good flight. However, I think Mike Feinberg of Iowa might have a case talking about his most recent flight on American Airlines. This was not a good flight.
I fly on planes a lot, but I've never had this feeling. What is this feeling? Oh, I'm wet. And I turned to the gentleman next to me who I'd been having a conversation to, and I go, is your seat wet? And he goes, no. And I go, mine is. So I just kind of reached down between my seat to see what's going on. And I go, it's urine. And I said, I am sitting in a seat that's got urine in it. She goes, oh. But she said there was an older gentleman there who was having trouble getting up and going to the restroom. It seemed like he went a couple times. But I said, obviously, he must have missed once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Cincinnati, where the current time is 12:09. You are sitting in urine.
That is rough.
Can you imagine? And also, here's the thing. He didn't realize where he was at until it soaked through enough that he felt it.
Well, look, in his defense, how many times have you just rushed in to sit down, right?
Oh, I know.
I never thought to touch the seat.
Oh, and you don't want to touch the seat anyway.
That's a good point.
And, you know, it's...
You're like, what can I just get in here and not bother anybody?
And maybe it's, you know, does American have the fabric seats? Because I know United usually has at least vinyl or, like, leatherette, so you would be able to see
Mercedes
the way.
Leather.
I call it Mercedes leather. But so
it had to be fabric.
Oh, that's so disgusting. So let's do something that's a little more savory. There's a guy in Australia named Nev Sharp who thought he was the world's loudest burper, and he put up a video on YouTube with a noise meter, I guess.
Okay.
That registers decibels. Here's Nev Sharp and his 110.6 decibel burp.
105. 110.6.
So he's, you know, he's very proud of that.
Blow out a vocal cord.
So he did that within hours. The champion burper of Australia, Paul Hun, put an answer video up saying,
hey there, Hun.
Hey there, Hun. 110.6 is not as good as 117.9 decibels. Paul Hun.
So some Aussie guy called Nev thinks he's beaten my world record. Well, I've got something to say about that. Oh, there you go. 117.9. Well, I'm happy with that. Pick the lumps out of that.
Such a velociraptor.
Wow.
I love the Australian accent. How do you like that? Take the lumps out of that. That's right. I'm 7 decibels louder than you. And then he went and sat in urine. And let's close with this. There is a big problem in Seattle. A lot of people, when they are done with their medications, they don't throw them away for safety. They think they flush them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, all this medicine goes out to sea. Problem with the wildlife in Seattle because of all these flushed prescriptions.
A recent study finds that salmon in the waters around Seattle are loaded with all kinds of prescription drugs.
Oh.
Yeah. They noticed this the first time they saw a salmon with a 4-hour erection.
So watch out for that. That is your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody. And as you know, Oscar, right now, the closing music is playing.
Yes,
yes sir.
I know that for a fact. Thank you so much for joining us. Mike, I hope you feel better.
Feel better, buddy.
I mean, your internet feels better. That's
fiber.
It. Another Mike.
Quaxel.
Yeah, well, you know, fiber in his neighborhood really doesn't usually have to do with internet.
Mm-hmm. Let's lay fiber down in an old folks community.
Well, when you say fiber in Mike's neighborhood, they're thinking Metamucil. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, it's easy to do. TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. Keep those business cards coming. We appreciate it. Get your message or birthday request into the mailbag. Send it to me, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, take our survey, right, Pony?
That's right.
That's right. Thanks for the help. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. For Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara, along with our staff of interns, it's Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.